morning, everybody. My name is Jihyunan. Today, I'd like to talk about the transcription factor that modulates copy-breaked adaptation to plant defense. Transgenic plants containing Bt toxin genes has been effective to control insect pests, but insects become resistant to the Bt toxins, so people have studied on natural plants defensive compounds. But unfortunately, these compounds are effective only on early larval stages because of the insect adaptation by changing gene expression profiles such as gut protease. As an example, cowpea bluekid is a storage pest of cowpea and other grain legumes. These seeds are damaged seeds by bluekid larvae. And soybean system protease inhibitor is called SCN, is a plant defensive chemical. And Coleoptera insects cannot grow very well when they feed on SCN. This graph is the observation of larval developments and feeding on the SCN effects. Insects reared on SCN diets eat less and grow slowly during early larval stages compared to insects in regular diets. But insects recovered normal feeding and development at the fourth instar. So this indicates cowpea bluekid can adapt to the SCN. And then we like to have a question. How the insects sense the toxins in diets and alter their protein expression patterns to overcome toxic effects? To answer the question, we need to understand about the biological functions of insect system protease in insect counter defense. System protease is a main digestive enzyme in many Coleoptera insects, like bluekid. And bluekid can adapt to SCN through expression of SCN insensitive system protease. So, to study the regulatory mechanism of insect counter defense, we targeted cathepsin B like a system protease because CMKP is a highly induced gene by SCN. Northern blot analysis showed only SCN-adapted insects expressed CMKP genes at the third and fourth instar. And CMKP has the occluding loop structure which prevents inhibitor from binding to this enzyme, so CMKP is insensitive to SCN. To deeply understand insect counter defense machinery, we decide to define the regulatory mechanism of CMKP transcription during bluekid adaptation to SCN. Before I talk about my research, I'd like to give you a take-home message first. We identified regulatory cyst elements, COOP, which is chicken or bilirubin upstream promoter in CMKP promoter, and we cloned a transcription factor, CMSVP, which is cowpea bluekid 7R. So, under normal growth conditions, CMSVP inhibits CMKP expressions. But insects are challenged by SCN, CMSVP cannot inhibit CMKP expression anymore. So insects can overcome SCN inhibition through CMKP expression. To reach this conclusion, first we cloned CMKP promoter from bluekid guts. Then we tested the promoter activity of these fragments using transient transfection of caryophyte plasmid into Drosophila S2 cells. CMKP promoter induced the CAT expression clearly compared to no promoter. And we to understand the interaction of nuclear proteins with the promoter element in CMKP promoter, we did electrophoretic mobility shift assay. We detected two shifted bands with different mobility from nuclear proteins between unadapted and SCN-adapted insects. Then we focused on first this interaction in unadapted insects for further analysis. To define the regulatory system elements, we did EMSA with progressively smaller subfragments of promoter. Then we identified the Coop elements is the binding region in unadapted insect guts. Coop elements corresponds to the known DNA binding protein, which is 7-up. 7-up are members of nuclear steroid thyroid hormone receptor superfamily, and they bind to imperfect AGGTCA repeats. And 7-up can act as an activators or repressors, depend on the promoter context. Based on the negative regulatory function of 7-up, we proposed the hypothesis. Copy-blockade 7-up, which is interacts with Coop elements, represses CMKP expression in unadapted insect guts. To test this hypothesis, we identified Coop binding nuclear protein in unadapted insects using EMSA with mosquito 7-up antibody anti-ASBP. This Coop nuclear protein interaction was interrupted by only adding this mosquito 7-up antibody. This indicates the bound nuclear protein is a blocked member of 7-up. Then, next, we cloned CMSVP from insect guts and tested the negative regulation of CMSVP through co-transfection of CMSVP with the cap reporter plasmids into S2 cells. CMSVP repressed the CMKP promoter, and this repression was specific because CMSVP had no effect on this IE1 promoter, which does not have a Coop element. So, in a summary, we identified the Coop elements in the CMKP promoter through this specific interaction with the nuclear protein in unadapted insect guts. Then we cloned the CMSVP from insect guts and detected this CMSVP repressed CMKP expression in S2 cell culture systems. Now, currently, we are trying to clone transcriptional activators of CMKP in SCN adapted insects. So now we are focusing on these interactions. And I'd like to thank my graduate committee, Dr. Kian Jusalsman, Dr. Linda Guarino, and Dr. Craig Coates, and Dr. Hisas Kuiwa. And this research is funded by USD NRA. And I also thank to Dr. Raker in UC Riverside for kindly providing mosquito 7-up antibody. Yeah, thank you for your listening. I'll take your questions.
Yes. I have a question about the inhibitor that you use to inhibit the cathepsin, the assisting proteins, cathepsin B that you use.
Yes.
Is this a synthetic inhibitor? Is this a synthetic inhibitor or this is a protein-like inhibitor?
Protein-like.
It is a protein-like inhibitor that you buy commercially?
Oh, no. Actually, we expressed this inhibitor. So this is expressing this inhibitor in the bacterial system. So we use the recombinant protein.
I understand that, but that recombinant protein, is this a native of the insect, or it is a protein that somebody found to be inhibitor, you know, general inhibitor perhaps in
This is the natural and specific inhibitor to the cathepsin B, the system protein.
That was isolated from that insect?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you are talking about the cathepsin B. Yeah. Actually, yes, we made the seed in a library using this the copy Berkeley rabbit under the treatment of SCN, and then we found several lots of system protease genes. So this the actually this cathepsin B came from the microarray collections. Yes, we identified, we isolated from our insects the coffee bucket. Yes.
But also the inhibitor of that cathepsin you also isolated from that new insect?
No.
Oh, that was not?
No, no. That's the soybean. Soybean system protease.
Yeah, but you know, some insects do have natural inhibitions.
Yes.
And those inhibitors might not be overcome by the enzyme.
But no, this is not chemical.
So this is not a natural
yeah.
one. Okay.
Yes.
Yes. In your introduction, you said that there are some legumes that the kelpie can't attack. But we do know that it's pretty narrow, their diet is pretty narrow. In your research, in addition to what was presented here, have you found any clues to why they can't adapt to most other legumes?
We specifically kind of we are looking for the this one kind of this the plants. So actually, I don't know about the different the other the legumes in different plants. Kind of I'm narrow. We are narrow down the specific this the plants. So yeah.
Well, if there are not any more questions.